Mad Miner's Notebook for August 14th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Recording this kind of late, nearly 11 o'clock tonight. Today was a very busy day. I was in meetings for most of the day, including a conference call right after lunch that I just arrived. I went to a Toastmasters meeting a little bit before my lunch hour, and then it ran right through my lunch hour and got back to the office just in time for a conference call. And then later on, after work was finished, I rushed off to do a mini photo shoot with a friend. And then later on in the evening, I stuck around in Kakaako Waterfront Park to take pictures of some fire dancers. All in all, today was very busy. I don't know if I'll even get around to editing the pictures tonight. I feel rather tired. Gonna see if I can just get this posted and maybe hit the sack early. Tomorrow is promising to be just as busy, if not busier. I'm not sure how long tomorrow's gonna go. I did manage to get some video tonight of the fire dancers. In my mind, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna cut up the video and make it not so boring, because a lot of my video, the problem with video that I've noticed, and I ran into this problem when I first got my very first DSLR that could shoot video. This was in 2008, and at the time, shooting video was rather a novelty for DSLRs, for photographers in general. It presents much more of a challenge than still photography, because if things are supposed to be moving, you got to make a lot more decisions, especially when it comes to editing, on how to piece together your video so that it's not boring. And I know that I gave up on shooting video maybe 6 months into it. I mean, I would shoot video clips, but I wouldn't do anything with it. They would just sit on my hard drive and collect dust, digital dust, so to speak. And it was like that. I even, at one time, just to, give it a real shot at publishing video, I ended up buying Adobe's, what's the video editing program from Adobe? I know After Effects is for doing post-production special effects. Premiere, yeah. Ended up buying Premiere and After Effects. And that one, that was quite a waste of money. I think I still have the license, but I just don't use the software at all. That was something I regret now. But anyway, it was just within the last couple of months, I was watching Scott Kelby's show, and he had this quickish tutorial on how to edit video using Photoshop. And it was literally using Photoshop to edit video clips and put it into a timeline and pretty much do everything that a very simple edit needs. And since it was already within Photoshop, people who do use Photoshop to edit, still photos could easily adapt their workflow to use video. Because the hang up with Premiere, and I assume something similar happens in Final Cut, when you have to put together various clips from different sources, and then at some point you're ultimately going to get bogged down with trying to tweak and tease every little frame of video to get your liking. But when you have, I won't say that it's very limited, but it's limited enough editing capability in your software, it dumps things down to a certain degree that you don't spend all your time trying to get the intricacies of the software to work. And now, after I've edited that one less than 1 minute clip at the beginning of this Dog Days Challenge, I think editing video in Photoshop is really a much more workable solution for me. I think it may, I don't know if I'll be shooting video regularly. It's just, if I know that there's something that's worth shooting, I'm definitely going to try and record video now with the intent of running it through Photoshop and putting together something simple, and then mixing it with some still pictures too. So anyway, I really do have to get to bed, so I'm gonna end this now and say I'll talk to you tomorrow.